听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. My name is Steve. This is day two of our profile article, which features the Jonas Brothers. These brothers are talented, and they have every reason to act and live like average rock stars. But they don't. Maybe you're wondering, what makes them so different? Well, let's find out on page 17. But before we do that, let's review a few key words. The first is role model, as in Michael Phelps is a positive role model for young people because he shows the importance of doing one's best. The second is celebrity. We spotted several well-known celebrities in Hollywood last summer. And the third is wholesome. Annie won't let her children watch a movie unless it has a wholesome message. Well, friends, we're on page 17. Please join us now for the reading.
The Jonas Brothers, good role models. These days, when bad behavior defines many celebrities, the Jonas Brothers stand alone. Instead of smoking, drinking, and doing drugs, they pray together, wear purity rings, and play golf. Teenage fans love their upbeat sound, while parents appreciate their wholesome lyrics and positive messages. These ingredients have helped to make the Jonas Brothers one of the most popular pop rock bands around.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and we're back to talking about the Jonas Brothers. Yesterday we talked about how these three brothers, Kevin, Nick, and Joe, are immensely popular. They have swooning female sellout crowds, and also they are doing very well around the world.
That's right, and our article left off yesterday with a comment that it said, these Jonas Brothers, they are a boy band, which is a common type of musical band that's very popular. But this isn't a typical, or the article said, this isn't a conventional boy band.
That's right. They're not your normal boy band. And why is that? Well, let's find out. It says that they are good role models. And that's wonderful to hear that they are people that other young people can watch and follow and copy their ways because they are a good model.
That's right. Whenever I hear that word role model, I usually think of my father. My father has lived life very well. And so whenever I look at his life, I want to model my life after his. I want to live in the same way that he's lived.
That's right. You want to follow in his footsteps. But why are they different from the conventional boy bands? Well, because typically boy bands are defined by what? Bad behavior. Why is that?
Well, I'm not sure why that is, but it does seem true that a lot of famous people, their lives seem to be defined by their bad behavior. They're famous not only for their on-stage successes, but they're also famous for their rule-breaking and their bad behavior.
So many celebrities maybe are famous because people know the bad things they do. And celebrities is one of our vocabulary words. And a celebrity is someone who is very, very famous. Maybe a movie star or a sports hero. These are celebrities. So the Jonas Brothers are celebrities, but they are different kinds of celebrities. They stand alone.
That's right. They are unique. They stand away from the regular crowd. And instead of smoking or drinking or doing drugs, they do things like pray together, they talk to God together, they wear purity rings, and they play golf together. We just went through a word bank word, the purity rings. What's a purity ring?
Well, this is something that's very, very special. And friends, maybe you've never heard of what a purity ring, but there's a movement going on around the world, and this is encouraging young people to remain pure until they get married. So young people will wear a ring, right, Chip? Where do they wear this ring, and why do they wear it?
Well, I think a ring is usually symbolic of something. I am wearing my wedding ring right now, which this wedding ring is a symbol of the commitment that I made to my wife on our wedding day. And so these purity rings are a symbol of a commitment made to maybe God or made to other friends, to say that I am going to be pure with females or with my boyfriend or girlfriend before I'm married.
That's right. I think that's wonderful that they wear purity rings and they pray and play golf instead of doing maybe what is typical of some movie stars or celebrities, drinking, smoking, and doing drugs.
I like these guys already. I think it takes a lot of courage to be different from the majority of people. I like these guys a lot. It sounds like teenage fans also like or love their upbeat sound. Upbeat, what is upbeat?
So their songs have a upbeat sound. They have fast rhythms, but not only does this upbeat mean fast, it also means positive. So they have very positive lyrics, and it also sounds good. But parents also like them too, right, Chip?
That's right. The article says that parents, maybe they don't appreciate their fast-paced or upbeat sound as much as they appreciate the Jonas Brothers' wholesome lyrics and positive messages. Wholesome there is one of our word bank words, and wholesome usually means healthy. Usually when I hear that word, I think of wholesome foods, which are foods that are good for the body. Here we're talking about wholesome lyrics, which maybe aren't good for the body, maybe they're good for the soul.
That's right. So these lyrics have moral, they have positive messages, and the parents also like these songs as well. So these ingredients, upbeat sound and wholesome lyrics and positive messages, have made them very, very popular, and they are one of the most popular rock bands around right now. Well, we'll talk more about them later after the skit.
Playing in a band will be so much fun.
Yes, I will be a big celebrity.
But being a big celebrity is a big responsibility.
Responsibility? What are you talking about?
You'll be a role model. Celebrities influence others.
That's true. I want to be a positive influence. Don't you?
Yeah. So let's write songs with wholesome lyrics.
And let's be good examples. No smoking, no drugs, and no bad behavior.
Yeah!
There's another way to send a positive message.
What's that?
Let's be charitable.
You mean care about other people?
And giving money away?
Yeah. Let's start a foundation and donate money to needy people.
Well, since we'll be rich, that's a great idea.
Being charitable is a great idea, even if you're not rich.
I know that.
Hey, if we're going to be a famous band, we'd better practice.
Oh, good idea. I wonder how you play the drums.
I don't know. How do you play this?
I can play the piano.
Good start.
Well, friends, we're back from the break, and we're talking about the Jonas Brothers. We're learning more about them. They're pop music's hottest boy band, and it's not just because they're talented. The Jonas Brothers are different from most other pop groups because they're good role models, and we'll discover in the next portion of the lesson, they have charitable hearts. Here's the key word and example sentence for this section, foundation. As in, Mr. Leo heads a foundation that helps find homes for street dogs. Okay, we're on page 17. Please keep your magazines open. We're on line 15. Join us now for the reading.
The Jonas Brothers, charitable hearts. Following their parents' advice to be a positive influence, the brothers now challenge teens to do the same. Kevin, Joe, and Nick establish Change for the Children as a way for kids to help less fortunate children. Through this foundation, people can choose one of five different charities and donate to it. Kids are encouraged to give their own money, or, if they borrow from their parents, to pay it back. And, for the first $10,000 given to each charity, the Jonas Brothers promise to match it. For Nick Jonas, one of the charities the band selected has a special significance.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Jonas Brothers, a very popular, maybe one of the most popular rock bands right now, and they are not your conventional rock band or boy band. Because they are, first of all, good role models, and really try hard to be good role models. And secondly, they have charitable hearts. What does charitable mean, Esther?
Well, if someone has a charitable heart, it means that they have a loving and giving heart. And this comes from the word charity. Charity sometimes is another word used for love. So they are loving and giving. Like Chip said, they are good role models because instead of drinking, smoking, and doing drugs, they pray, wear purity rings, and play golf. And they also listen to their parents.
It sounds like their parents have given them some advice along the way. And one of those pieces of advice was for them to be a positive influence in people's lives. And so the brothers now challenge teens to also do the same, or challenge teens to be a positive influence to others.
That's right. If someone is a positive influence in your life, it means that your life is better because you know that person. For example, knowing Doris has been a positive influence in our lives because we work at Studio Classroom and Doris is our teacher and boss.
She's been an influence on our lives, and she encourages us to be a positive influence on other people's lives. We're going to go to Grammar on the Go now and hear what Liz has to say.
Hi there, friends. Greetings from Hollywood, California. My name is Liz Archer, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm here in Hollywood because I'm hoping to go meet some celebrities, and if I'm lucky, maybe even the Jonas Brothers. But before I go looking for these stars, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Following their parents' advice to be a positive influence, the brothers now challenge teens to do the same. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, to do the same. What is the same? Well, another way to say the sentence would be, following their parents' advice to be a positive influence, the brothers now challenge teens to also be a positive influence. Same meaning, but a much longer sentence. To keep things short and to avoid repeating things, we simply use the phrase to do the same in place of the action that is being mentioned for the second time. The brothers now challenge teens to do the same. Okay, here's another example. We can say the manager always greets the customers with a smile and expects his team members to do the same. This is much shorter and to the point than saying, the manager always greets the customers with a smile and expects his team members to also greet the customers with a smile. Or, how about this? Instead of saying, Sarah has been exercising 3 times a week and is encouraging her friends to also exercise 3 times a week also. We could just say, Sarah has been exercising 3 times a week and is encouraging her friends to do the same. If you'd like more example sentences, you'll find them in today's lesson in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today's grammar tip. This is Grammar on the Go with Liz signing off from Hollywood. Bye-bye.
So the Jonas Brothers, Kevin, Joe, and Nick, they also established Change for the Children as a way to help kids who are less fortunate. Let's talk about this for a bit. If you establish something, then you make it. So they have established this organization called Change for the Children. And what does this do, Chip?
Well, it sounds like a Change for the Children, this foundation, makes it possible to help children who are less fortunate than others. And that word less fortunate simply means not as blessed, or maybe they children who don't have as many opportunities or who don't live as comfortably financially as others.
That's right. So less fortunate people, maybe they're poor, maybe they haven't had opportunities to go to school or receive extra education, but this foundation helps these children get the resources and money they need. And let's take a look at this word foundation. A foundation is an organization or a group that helps raise money, and it gives this money to people who need it.
So this foundation makes it possible for people to donate to 5 different charities. Now, a charity sounds similar to what a foundation is. A charity is an organization that collects money and maybe other things, things other than money, and uses the money and the resources to help, in this case, kids or people who are less fortunate.
That's right. And if you donate your money, it means you give your money to someone or something. So people can choose to give to this foundation, the Change for the Children Foundation, and they can choose either one or all of 5 different charities to help. But not only have they established this foundation, they are also a good example of people who give.
That's right. They're obviously very charitable or generous. And I like these Jonas Brothers because they encourage kids to give money as well, as if to say you are never too young to be generous or never too young to give money. And it sounds like a lot of these kids who attend their concerts will probably use their parents' money to give to these donations, and the Jonas Brothers want the kids to pay the parents back.
That's right. See, this is very important because sometimes when children get allowance or they get money from birthday gifts, they think it only belongs to them and they don't want to share or they don't want to give. But the Jonas Brothers, they are good role models and they encourage these young people to give money to help other people who need it, who are less fortunate.
That's right. And another thing about these Jonas Brothers, they say that for the first $10,000 given to each charity, the Jonas Brothers will match it. What does that phrase mean for the Jonas Brothers to match the first $10,000?
Well, this means that if someone or if an organization gives $10,000, then the Jonas Brothers will also give $10,000. They will match it. They will make that amount equal. But for Nick Jonas, one of the charities the band selected is the American Diabetes Association, and this has a very special significance or a special meaning. Let's go to the chat room and we'll find out later why this organization is so special.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicky. So, Ken, what shall we talk about today?
Let's talk about the word charity. We read in the text that through this foundation, people can choose 1 of 5 different charities and donate to it. So charity here refers to an organization?
That's right. Here, a charity is a charitable organization, which is an organization formed for charitable purposes, such as helping the poor, advancing education, science, or a certain religion.
But I've always thought that charity was an uncountable noun.
Well, it can be if you're referring to charity, the practice. If you practice charity, you are being generous and you have the habit of giving.
今天的课文中提到 people can choose one of five different charities and donate to it. 在这里 charity 当可数名词指的是charitable organization, 慈善团体、慈善机构。若是当不可数名词 charity, 就表示慈善的行为、周济、布施的意思。Are there any other usages of charity?
Well, yes, there is. In Christian belief, charity is another term for love, which refers to an unlimited loving kindness toward all people. It is often mentioned alongside faith and hope.
Charity 也可以表示爱，基督教所讲的 faith, hope, and charity 就是所谓的信望爱。
And here's someone who's always charitable to her students, Michelle.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 role model 这个名词片语。Role 是指角色，而 model 是指楷模或模范。所以 role model 是指人生的某个职责或角色的楷模。例如 ,Vivian has been a great role model for her students. Vivian 一直是她的学生的很棒的楷模。或者是 ,Since Bobby's dad left him when he was a child, his uncle Tom has become his male role model. 因为 Bobby 的父亲很小的时候就离开他，他的舅舅 Tom 就成为他男性的楷模。继续我们看的是 celebrity 这个名词。Celebrity 是指名人或名流。例如 ,the young pitcher suddenly became a national celebrity. 这位年轻的投手突然变成全国家喻户晓的名人。或者是 ,many famous celebrities showed up at the fashion show. 许多名流都出席了这场服装秀。或者是 ,you can find Hollywood celebrities here at this restaurant. 你可以在这家餐厅看见好莱坞名流的身影。最后我们看的是 wholesome 这个形容词。wholesome 是指健全的、健康的，或者是对身心有益的。例如 ,this movie is good wholesome family entertainment. 这部电影是有益身心、适合合家观赏的娱乐。或者是 ,the school cafeteria provides wholesome food for students. 学校餐厅提供学生有益健康的饮食。And don't forget to come back tomorrow for more wholesome language tips. See you then. Bye-bye.
The Jonas Brothers. Good role models. These days, when bad behavior defines many celebrities, the Jonas Brothers stand alone. Instead of smoking, drinking, and doing drugs, they pray together,wear purity rings, and play golf. Teenage fans love their upbeat sound, while parents appreciate their wholesome lyrics and positive messages. These ingredients have helped to make the Jonas Brothers one of the most popular pop rock bands around. Charitable Hearts. Following their parents' advice to be a positive influence, the brothers now challenge teens to do the same. Kevin, Joe, and Nick,establish Change for the Children as a way for kids to help less fortunate children. Through this foundation, people can choose one of five different charities and donate to it. Kids are encouraged to give their own money, or, if they borrow from their parents, to pay it back. And, for the first $10,000 given to each charity, the Jonas Brothers promise to match it. For Nick Jonas,One of the charities the band selected has a special significance.
Friends, are you inspired by the Jonas Brothers' music? Are you inspired by the way they live their lives? Well, thousands of teenage fans and their parents love the Jonas Brothers for both of these reasons. Tomorrow, we'll find that life isn't always easy,even for famous pop stars. Join us then for our final day of this month's profile article on the Jonas Brothers. Until then, bye-bye, everyone.